Ezra's Ghosts, Stories, written by Darcy Tamayose, narrated by Stephanie Secchi. Dedication for Taylor and CJ. The Thesis. November 28th, 2019. Where do I begin? In the middle. I'll start in the middle, and then I'll scribble my way to the end. Samuelson, Edward, November 11th, 2019. This recent habit of novelization seems to distract from the formal aspect of your thesis, Nick. For the sake of academic authority, you ought to refrain. Do recognize the pre-established boundaries of creative and academic. Maintain the rigorous analysis. Keep within your proposed framework. Comments on the right-hand margin of my thesis indicate that my supervisor has seen a novelistic tendency in my academic writing. Academic imposter. I don't claim to know for sure, but suspect. There's some resistance. When cognitively wiped out or bored, I default to pencil and marginalia. Dubious, in a subaltern way, of those timeless theorists who possess almost cultish intellectual legacies. Constricted by the spheres of complex methodologies that seem overdue for a cultural overhaul. These books, The Study, Discourse, Exploration, Epistemology, Heuristics, in crafting their complex academic identities, surely the journey began with pencil in hand. One of my first jobs as freelance illustrator was for a home furnishings company with a retro aesthetic communication strategy. In fact, most of my paltry income back then came from this work. Furniture illustrator process. Number one, take reference photos, both Polaroid and digital, of the furniture to be illustrated. Number two, pencil sketch. Number three, wood grain and detailing using rapidograph pen. The Koh-i-Noor rapidograph pen was often used by draftsmen and illustrators. The consistent ink flow produced a clean line. Number four, erase any sign of graphite without smudging. Addiction. Slow drag of the line. This was a time in my life when I began to cultivate patience and more evident idiosyncratic tendencies. I could draw for hours at a time, sometimes even long into the night until my body became stiff. And I would often have to shake out my hands as the fingers would cramp. Like chess, there were many ink moves of different kinds. To the left, right, diagonally, crosshatch, stipple, and such. I'm certain my hand developed its own cybernetics and means of predicting outcomes. And when I had a mental breakdown many years later as a still-struggling artist, that right hand had gained so much experience wielding the 2H, 5B, tech pen, felt pen, Conte, and sumo brush that it became my autopilot. Soon, in order to pay my bills, I diversified and began to write copy. It took quite some time, but I taught myself to write in the same manner of discipline as with illustrating. I've taken up sketching less these last years while in post-secondary studies and writing more, not copy, but essays. Yet I always miss those long stretches devoted to drawing. Is it a crutch then, in theory, that I have integrated this creative literary style into my thesis? Have I combined the feeling that drawing gives with formal academics, resulting in, as Samuelson says, a kind of novelization of my thesis? Maybe just call it an inclusive transdisciplinary path, but likely it's a manifested hybrid output as a result of a longing for creative practice, one that the formality of a thesis doesn't quite deliver, for me. What if some things are so personal that they are unattainable? Arguably, and that matters in academic writing, it seems, formal critical analysis of art or discourse deconstructs the very mystical and unspeakable qualities that it stands on. Is this something Barthes was alluding to?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?